Hey, where's your outlet? So I can plug you into this week's episode of Smiley Said It. Today's date is July 27th. It is Monday. And wow, I was just talking to you guys a couple of days ago, but let's talk about everything else that I wanted to get through because my gosh, I just have to get some things off of my chest. Yeah. So let's dive right on in. I'm going to take it back to a time where I feel like I'm in that moment. So here we go. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. All right. That was Jeannie Nabato, of course, by Truly, one and only Christina Aguilera. I have no idea what that girl is up to today, but she blessed us with some great music for me to just give you a great intro. I really, really fucking love that album. Her first album is just iconic. And so it's Stripped, but, you know, she got a few other cute bops and albums. But, you know, those two albums are, for me, at my age, like, I don't know, just, they just do something to me, you know. But, yeah, she's been really quiet. I'm pretty sure I've seen her actually online somewhere doing something not long ago. I'm sorry. For my Xtina, is that what we call her fan base? Is it Xtina fans? I don't know. But Xtina. remember when Christina Milian actually came out with like another fucking like name for a while when she was like doing like rap, like trap type of music? I don't know. What was it called, y'all? What was her name? Let me look that shit up because now I'm intrigued. Let me see. Christina Milian. Christina Milian. What was her fucking like name? It was like some crazy name. I can't even remember. Christina wasn't nickname. I'll put nickname. I'm searching. Did she really date Nick Cannon? She did. I had no idea. Where was I? I probably knew but forgot. I popped up. I don't know why. What the fuck was it? C. Millie. It was C. Millie, y'all. That was her name. That's when she was dating Lil Wayne, and she was dead ass like, I don't know who the fuck she was, but she was not the Christina Milian that I knew. Yeah, the show was called Christina Milian Turned Up. Wow, she actually had 2 seasons of the show. Yeah, and like a total of 15 episodes. And, you know, it involved her family, her life, and all that stuff. And I remember this being around the time when the show came out, which was in 2015. Wow, January. Crazy. But I remember, do you remember the time? I remember during that time, that's like when Karrueche was dating Chris Brown, or they like just broke up. Yeah, they just broke up because I believe Chris Brown around this time was like caught at a basketball game or some shit with Rihanna, or like, it was something crazy. They broke up at this point. I believe she was on Yonla's Fix My Life, and she was talking about the abuse and stuff and trauma, etc., that she experienced while Chris Brown was cheating and all this other crazy stuff, and she was lost and didn't know who she was and blah blah blah. And Karrueche's production, Karrueche, Jesus Christ, her name, Karrueche, her team was like, nah, we're not having that. Y'all asking too many questions, too many personal questions. Well, why write in on the show to like get help if you're not gonna be like transparent? I don't get it. Like, you can't want to be on TV and expose your name, right? Especially on a Yonla, because Yonla's gonna call your ass out And you can't be like, oh, I don't want to talk about that though, because, you know, I'm like semi famous and like, I can't. I want to be on TV, but like, not like that, that. Like, no, girl, you cannot do that. And that's, you know, I mean, whatever. But, anyways, yeah, the show was all right. It was cute. You know, it was like little run, you know. I didn't really get to know her more, but, you know, she seems like a cool girl. I met her, took a picture with her. Shout out to Instagram, because we have a picture together on my page. She's really sweet. No, seriously. But I was like, girl, what is this phase? I don't know what this is, girl. Like, girl, what is Turn Up Tina? Turn Up Tina! That's what it was. It was Turn Up Tina. Turn Up Tina. I was like, even for like 2015, I still like, a little bit cheesy, but she was cute, you know, a little, you know, cap, you know, backward cap, you know, and, you know, distressed shorts and sneakers, Jordans and stuff. Like, you know, she had a little phase, you know, but we all have a phase, so I'm not faulting her for that. It was just like, wow, I forgot about that. Moving along. Girl. Anyways, how are you guys doing? How are you guys doing? Because, my God, people are still out here not wearing masks. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know. I really don't get it. Like, if I can fucking walk out of my apartment and get on the elevator, and before I get on the elevator, we have, in my building, my apartment building, we have a sign right by the elevator that says, hey, wear a mask. Do you really think people do that shit? Absolutely not, because for some reason, I find myself in the elevator with people not wearing one. So moving forward, I will be taking the fucking stairs and sweating it out. All right? Sweating it out, because I'm not trying to fucking get sick. I get tested on Wednesday, just to be sure, before I return back to work. And in a week or so, I should have my results, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be negative. I really don't believe I have it, but you never know. I have asthma, so I would believe that I would feel something given that case that, yeah, I have trouble breathing. You know, having asthma, etc. You know, your lungs, your breathing symptoms. So. But again, you just never know. And I'm actually excited to get tested, because getting tested is, for me, it's fun. A lot of people avoid getting tested for a lot of things. Doesn't matter what it is. For some reason, people are just afraid to know the truth, and people are afraid to know their results. Rightfully so. I'm not judging that aspect. I get it, you know, but for the sake of yourself and other people, you guys, please get tested if you can. I don't care. Lie and say that you have symptoms of, you know, have hard time breathing. That shit can be due to allergies, anything. And please get tested. So you never know who you were around who didn't show any symptoms and was just willy-nilly passing that shit along. So please get tested. Please fucking wear your mask. I don't understand how people are literally arguing with others why they should fucking wear one or not. Because if you wear a mask, it protects everybody else outside of yourself. Literally. All right? It's not like when you're like, oh, I don't want to wear a seatbelt. I just want to, in case of an accident, I just want to fucking fly through the window. Who cares? I don't want to wear a seatbelt. You know, I don't like seatbelts, so I'm just going to fucking risk fucking flying through the window. Moving along, congratulations to Sierra and Russ. They had their second child together, along with Sierra's child, Future, that she had with Future. So she has three kids now. Congratulations. She's gorgeous, and so is her son. His name is Wynn. They named their child Wynn, W-I-N, literally, just as it's spelled, which is cool. I mean, my name is spelled Angelica, just like the Rugrats, but somehow people still mispronounce it and also misspell it. So, and also my last name. Yeah, my last name is actually Smiley. And people still ask me, how do you spell that? And I'm just like the face, you know, smiley face, S-M-I-L-E-Y. Easy. Both names are easy, but still somehow. Anyways, what else is going on? Well, Actually, in entertainment news, trash men, men that are just trash, just being trash every day, as they usually do. They just do trash shit. And Megan Thee Stallion, she comes out and talks about her being shot in both of her feet. She was shot in both of her feet. And yep, both foots, foot, whatever. She goes on live. She was on live on Instagram, and she had suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime that was committed against her, and it was done with the intention to harm her. She doesn't come out and say who did it. She doesn't verify that, but she does talk about her experience and how traumatizing it was, as well as, the fact that, she lost both of her parents, and her mom was her best friend, and she just felt like, she couldn't even be comforted by her mom, during such a traumatic experience, which is very understanding. And like, for me, again, based off of my last episode, I really just hate that Drea said what she said, which, by the way, Rihanna fired her ass, aka Fenty. She's no longer an ambassador. So, Drea and Michelle, I don't know. I mean, she'll find another way of making money. So, but at least Rihanna was like, no, girl. We don't body shame. We represent everybody as well, because, like I said, Drea loves body shaming, and we also don't fucking make fun of, violence when it comes to our women. So she got the boot. Anyways, she wasn't, and you could tell, like, she tried to like bring herself together to come out and address the situation, and I loved it. She had like this nice watch on. I don't know the names of these fucking types of jewelry, but she looked damn expensive. She came out like, I'm good. I'm not good, good, but I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be good. And she will. She'll be good. I really believe that she's a really strong woman from what we know of. And she's a hard worker, and she's not going to let none of this shit stop her back or stop her success, because she's an Aquarius like me. But, she said, she's, like I said, she's confident, and, Black women are unprotected. We really are. Like, we have each other for the most part. And every day we're put in the middle of some bullshit when it comes to men. And this is why I'm so heavy on addressing, like, stop fucking risking your life for these dudes. And that's not in reference to Megan's situation. It's literally not. But when I mean that is, stop risking your life on the surgery table. Stop, putting your dreams on halt for these dudes. Stop like ruining your credit for these dudes. Okay, stop letting them stay in your crib for free for these dudes. Like, stop doing crazy, unnecessary things in the name of dudes, because look what they do to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I'm not talking to all men, because we love to just, well, not all men, we know that. But I'm talking to those who fucking do it, right? A hit dog will holler. No, you know what I mean? If it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know what I mean? So, also, 50 Cent apologizes to Megan Thee Stallion after sharing the shoot, her shooting incident as a meme. I just don't get how he's just continuously just being childish in the way that. It just, like, should we be questioning his mental illness? He has to have one at this point. Like, the way he be going so hard at like women, to like, his injuries fucking, and that's the thing, is he was shot so many fucking times. He knows how traumatic that is. So you go and fucking take her situation and make it a meme, my guy? Really? Really? He makes too much fucking money. He's too fucking successful. He's too much of a deadbeat dad. And he still finds time to just make jokes out of fucking violence. I don't. I guess, sure, whatever, you're sorry. Whatever, you know, like, yeah. I mean, it's 50 Cent, right? So moving along, yeah, like she said she didn't deserve to get shot, and of course not, she didn't. So, oh, so wait, 11 hours ago, hold on. Megan Thee Stallion asks for compassion after shooting, but Chrissy Teigen makes a joke instead. You know what? Didn't I just talk about this broad 2 or 3 weeks ago on this podcast briefly? Like, didn't I? About the shop and how she likes to fuck. She bought a Birkin bag or some shit in order to use the bathroom at Barney's or some shit. Some crazy shit. And she's just, okay. I'm so happy I don't have Twitter. I'm so happy I'm banned from Twitter, because this way I'm not like getting heavily involved in what the fuck these people are doing. Cause I don't have time to anyway, but you know, on my downtime when I like to use to just go the fuck off on Twitter. But anyways, she said, I have a Megan Thee Stallion joke, but it needs to be twerked on. What? Huh? Let me click on this shit. Before you start, I love her. So she already knew what the fuck she was setting herself up for, right? Just by that, like, follow-up. Like, I don't get people and they're fucking just, like, pretty much she excused herself. Like, she was like, I'm just going to make this joke and I'm just going to excuse myself, you know, so before you try to get on me, I excused me, you know, not regarding her situation, but I excused my fucking distasteful fucking quote unquote joke or whatever. She said, I'll delete because you guys are so fucking annoying. Just unfollow me, you absolute tools. And then she gaslights. And then she's like, y'all the fucking tools. So why delete it then? Why tweet it if you knew that would, like, you know what? Fuck you, Chrissy. Seriously. Fuck you. You know, and everything that she gets, she deserves. And she really believes that. She's just like, oh, I'm endearingly a fucking bitch. I know it, but it's cool. It's whatever. I'm a bitch. Yeah. And it's like, girl, no, you're just horrible. Oh, and then afterwards, she fucking made her tweets private. Yeah, she's trash. Like, you're trash. You're trash for that. Like, but she does this all the time. And she wonders why people make fun of her looks and shit. Not to say, like, you know, I don't go out of my way to make fun of, like, people's looks. You know what I mean? Especially shit that they can't help. But she's not that girl. You're not that girl, Chrissy. You're not that girl. Okay? You know, you need to fix up, you know, your personality. You need to just sometimes just keep your mouth shut. Not everything, you know, is worthy of fucking tweeting. That's just, it wasn't necessary. It was, read the room, girl. Read it. That is all. My Miranda voice, that is all. Yeah, poor Megan. And going back to what I said earlier, these men that are being trash, you know, I don't follow the Shade Room on Instagram. I blocked them like 4 or 5 years ago. No, 4 years ago, I blocked them and haven't turned back since. But I get people that, you know, send me certain things, like, you know, stuff like that. And the comments, my God, like the screenshots that people were sending me of the comments of her being shot, of men saying, oh, she's trans anyway, so she can handle it. And fucking, what else they said? They were like, oh, she raps about being so hard, so tough, so she can't take a couple of bullets to the feet. It's like, you know, should I really spend that much time on, like, men like that? Like, should I really address how trash that shit is? You know, how they should just fucking, like, choke on, like, a gristle, you know, from, like, Popeyes. Like, they should just, I don't know, step on, like, you know, a stem from like, you know, weed or some shit and fucking like let that shit pierce through their feet. I don't know. Like maybe they need to feel like a little bit of a pinch. You know what I mean? Just a slight little pinch just to understand the magnitude of a fucking mini fraction of what it feels like to be shot in your foot where there's a lot of bones and cartilage and you know what I mean? Like, I would love to see their asses fucking get shot in the feet and see how much of a joke it is, how it feels, right? They never been shot in the foot, but they fucking are making jokes and fucking being misogynistic assholes, which is what a lot of men are good at these days, apparently. So, and also I would love to have seen the men in the comments defending Megan Thee Stallion. Not like, oh, I'm not going to say anything, but I wonder, because usually it's always women in the comments that like respond to shit like that, but it's never like men in the comments being like, chill, or, you know, you're trash. It's always women going to battle for defending other women. But like a lot of men most times just like vanish, even if they don't agree with the shit, even though they feel, you know, empathetic towards Megan, they're not in the comments like defending the fuck shit for her, right? So I'm not going to say they're just as bad, but I'm going to be like, we make our point. You know what I mean? Like, we make our point as a saying, like, women are always fucking being there for each other compared to how men are there for Black women and how Black women are there for Black men. It's very not equal, and we've been known that. So it doesn't really surprise me. I'm pretty sure it's worse on fucking YouTube and other shit like that. But yeah, it didn't really prove me anything. It just verified that people are still trash. You know, I mean, people are just gonna be trash, and it is what it is, right? So I'm wishing her a speedy recovery, because I would never know what the fuck that feels like. I don't ever want to know what that feels like. And she's really strong, you know, and I really believe that she'll make it through this traumatic experience. Again, she will definitely, you know, ignore the haters, but it will get to anyone easily. You know what I mean? She's human. But I really believe that she's capable of healing, rightfully so. Moving along. Well, unfortunately, there is trouble in paradise for Keisha Cole and her boyfriend, I believe it is. Yeah, her boyfriend. Nico. I guess he's a rapper. I didn't know that. But yeah, they broke up allegedly. And I'm not shocked. I don't believe anybody is. Well, you know, I mean, the young man is 23 years old, and I believe she's like 35 or something like that. Yeah, I think she's 35, around that age. A pretty decent age gap, if I must say. And isn't that, I don't even care that she's a woman. It's just that age of being 23 and 35, then having a baby and settling down. I don't care how wise or, you know, for his age, because I remember her saying, like, you know, he's very mature for his age. And I'm like, well, yeah, he can be, but that doesn't mean that he's, you know, still willing to settle down so young, because life is life, you know. Life. Yeah, remember that movie, the soundtrack to Life, with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, etc. But anyway, yeah, I'm not shocked. You know, he's young, and I'm pretty sure they'll be fine. No, she's 38. Yeah, she's 38 years old. And, you know, because again, you can, even when you're like the same age, you can be in your 40s and still be mature, right? You can be 21 and be mature as hell, but that doesn't mean that life will take you down a road of guarantee just because that someone's young and wise, or you believe because someone's older that they'll change suddenly. No, they're stuck in their ways, you know, Unless they want to change in their own, they're not changing after a while, right? That's just how they are. So you should just take them how they are. So take me as I am. Yeah, I guess something went wrong, but I'm pretty sure they'll be fine co-parenting. Their child is adorable, so they'll be good. So, in today's news of fuckery, a white judge named Mary Ellen Brennan has decided to prolong the incarceration during a pandemic of a 15-year-old black girl who has been incarcerated in Michigan since mid-May because she didn't do her online schoolwork. What in the entire fuck is this? What? Okay. This young lady is in juvenile detention for literally not doing her homework. Can somebody make this makes any sense? I don't. Did she, you know, say, okay, fuck it, I'm not doing my homework. So instead she did what? Like, what was the harm? What was she sent? You know what I mean? Like, what was she sentenced for in regards to not doing her homework? Because I'm confused. Like, I'm baffled. There is no excuse. There is no trying to comprehend. I was just saying. But of course there's no fucking like excuse for this shit. Okay? This is bullshit. A 15-year-old incarcerated since mid-May because she didn't do her online schoolwork. I'm just, you know, on my Instagram page, you will, on my Insta story, I'll post, you know, the petition and the number to call Judge Mary Ellen Brennan. This is bullshit. Like, absolutely bullshit. Ugh. You know, we just love fucking reaching a new low every single day. And when you read things like that, you really have to like read it twice because you just be like, excuse me? Like, what? You know? And again, we have to protect our young black girls and our young black women more than ever. And I don't know. We still haven't gotten justice for Breonna Taylor. We still haven't gotten justice for many other black women that have been murdered, you know, for no cause. Right? For no reason. Just for existing. Breonna was just existing in her bed, you know, sleeping. And many other women were just existing, mind their own business. Such as Sandra Bland, driving. And, I don't know. You guys, it's hard to just digest shit like that. I can't even imagine how her family feels. The sheer amount of fear and pain and confusion. For this shit. So, I will be signing the petition and following up on this. This is really crazy to me. Absolutely horrible. And I will try to get her name, for the next episode. But yeah, sending my prayers to her loved ones, and I hope she's being, treated with a fraction of fucking dignity at this point, because I can't even imagine what that poor girl is going through right now. As I speak, I can't even imagine what she's going through right now mentally. So let's just hope that, you know, she's hanging in there, because there's just been too many stories of people being abused and worse while in custody for such minor things. And then I don't know, I don't even want to go there, but you guys understand how fucked up the justice system is, so I don't have to say anymore. I really can just go on a mountain right now. I really can just, I don't know, be at the top of a mountain anywhere in the world right now and just be okay. I don't care how tired I am or how cold it is. I just want to be on a mountain. I literally feel at peace the most when I'm on a mountain. And it really sucks to just not be able to trek on mountain air right now, because I really felt like, I don't know, a different vibe being in a high altitude than being on sea level. And being around fucking humanity that just fucking sucks. And the mountain is the only place that I feel where I can just be, you know, like just exist and not have the world around me, you know, just a few people, including my guide and a few people in my group. But other than that, you know, besides my team and, the person who leads me or leads the group, which is our guide or Sherpa or may have you, depending on where you are in the world. But just being in a mountain, like the reason why I love trekking, I'll just, you know, say, is because I'm not around the fucking world of what the world is like. Like, I'm not around people, I'm not around buildings and, you know, polluted air and violence and, you know, being afraid that I might get killed somehow and or witnessing murder or fucking being harassed, or there's none of that on the mountain, you know? It's just you in peace and quiet where you could just literally feel, you know what I mean? And be and just exist as we all should peacefully. And that's the only time I truly felt safe was on a mountain. It's crazy to say that, you know, which is why it's sentimental, you know, which is why it's really important for me to trek, because, you know, you're at a specific point in the world at a very high altitude, and it's just you and those who are also trekking around you, but in that moment, it's just y'all at that point in that part of the world. And that's, to me, that's fucking awesome. That shit is so cool, you know? Like the day that I reached Mount Everest Base Camp, you know, whoever else was there, it was just us at that point in the world, you know, at the base of the world's tallest mountain. In that time, it was just us. And nothing can fucking beat that, you know? Like, I was the closest to heaven. If you believe in heaven, I was the closest to heaven than I've ever been in that moment, you know? And I don't know. It was one of the most fucking beautiful moments of my life. Seriously. And I can say that proudly, you know? One of my most proudest moments of my life. That's for sure. And yeah, it's really deep for me and pretty personal, but it's not personal not to share why it's personal, but it is a personal thing where I feel like, you know, free. Yeah. And I can really be on a mountain right now. So due to COVID-19, I don't know when the next time I'll be on a mountain or near one, to be honest. I was really close to going to Pakistan and trekking to K2 Mountain, which is, I believe, the second tallest mountain in the world, and but yet the most difficult mountain in the world to ever summit. And my foot was injured. It's crazy that I spoke about Megan Thee Stallion, but literally, I put a deposit down. I was in the process of getting my visa and everything. Then I put on a new pair of boots that I was trying to break in, and I was like, nope, my right toe is fucked up. My right toe is fucked up. It was messed up, literally, from, you know, after Mount Kilimanjaro, but it was already bad when I did Mount Everest Base Camp, because Mount Everest Base Camp was the first time I've ever trekked, which is crazy. I don't suggest you to trek for the first time Mount Everest Base Camp. I mean, you can challenge if you really believe that, you know, you can do it. I did, and I did it. But if you can, you know, for starters, break in your boots before you trek in them for days on end, it'll save you a lot of juice and energy to make it up and back down safely. My foot, my right, I believe it was my right middle toe. It was one of my, yeah, it was the middle toe. It was either left or the right foot. I can't remember at this point. But yeah, it was bleeding because what happened was when you trek for hours and hours, you know, in heavy, thick socks, you know, to keep your feet warm, your toenail, it gets moisture, you know, from the moisture of your socks and sweat. Your toenails become pretty much really flexible. And so one of my toenails broke off somehow and like was stabbing the side of one of my other toes, if that makes sense. So I had like a cliff, like one of a toenail was hanging off and it was like stabbing me every time I took a step. And I didn't realize it. I knew it was painful, but you know, when you're like, when you have adrenaline, because I didn't feel it until like once we started like going back down the mountain after we reached the base of Mount Everest base camp. And the first base camp, of course, I really wanted to go to the second one, but we didn't have the time and you got to pay for that, et cetera, permits and all that other mess. But because I felt like I still had energy. But yeah, so I was like, oh my God, I can't. It became to a point where I was like, literally like, hopping in a way, and we had about 8 more hours of trekking to go before we reached our cabin, and my toenail was poking the shit and stabbing, it was pricking it on the side of my other toe, and it was bleeding the whole time, and I didn't know. And I was, at one point I had to put my headphones in, I was blasting music because my guide was like, oh, we got a few more hours. I didn't know a few hours was fucking 8 hours. I thought it was like 3 or 4 hours and it was like fucking 8 hours. But I pushed through and yeah, I was crying. I'm not even gonna lie. I put my shades on and I started just fucking like, I was listening to my music, blasting my music, focused, trying to get to the fucking cabin. And I was like in fucking tears and I was like, oh my God. And then became numb, and then I was like, fuck this shit, and I just started power walking because I felt like because of that, we took longer to reach that point of our cabin because I was slowing everybody down. And when I mean everybody, it was only like 2 other people. So, which was a tour guide, and it was and one of the other guys in our group. The other two got sick, so it was just me and him left and our tour guide that made it up and down successfully. I would love to talk more about this and about, you know, trekking and mountaineering and all the details and all that other shit. I can do it the next episode if you guys want. I'll take a vote on my Insta story to see what you guys think about that for those who are interested in doing it yourselves or... if you just want to hear my story and how I got into it and what it's like. But yeah, that'd be cool. Next up, the children want to know if Kim Kardashian should divorce Kanye. And what I have to say about that is, it's none of our business. Like, that's what I got. That's what I got. Because again, they've been together this long. They've had kids, multiple kids. And I mean, if they decide to get divorced, if she divorces him, not what he wants, but if she decides to divorce Kanye, then so be it. I wouldn't be surprised, but if she stays, I also wouldn't be surprised. So either way it goes, you know, or if they separate until he gets his shit together and they come back, and you know, but Hollywood, aka Hollyweird, anything goes. I don't know why people would even have a say what she should do, because again, I'm not in their marriage. That's not my life. And like I said before, she knew what she signed up for. And after a while, anyway, you know, she didn't divorce him a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So it's like, you know, whatever breaks her back, aka, you know, whatever breaks the camel's back, you know, breaks the camel's back. I don't know what her threshold is, you know, when it comes to Kanye, her husband, of all her kids. I don't know. But I find it amazing. I wouldn't judge her if she decided to get divorced. I wouldn't be like, wow, you love Kanye. But there would be people that be like, you're his wife. You're supposed to stand by his side. Oh, you're supposed to just endure all this shit. Oh, for eternity. You know, like all of a sudden people like are the experts at like what someone's fucking ability to, you know, endure is. And it's fucking weird. But if she wants to get divorced, she has that right to. That's why divorce exists. You know, just how if someone wants to get an abortion, they can fucking have an abortion. That's why it exists. You know, like, it's not for me to tell someone, you know, like, hey, this is what you should do, because in my opinion, I don't fucking know what goes on in their household. I don't know what conversations they have. What I do know is that Kanye is fucking insane. And what I do know is Kim is fucking just as dumb as fucking anybody else for fucking choosing fame and money over stability and health. That's my opinion though, right? So, you know, she allowed him to get away with a lot of things, you know? But also, like I said, I'm not even looking for her to fucking address his fucking, like, antics against the black community, because what the fuck would she know, right? How would she address that shit? I can go in, but I'm not going to go in. I'm not. You know, I'm pretty sure some more shit will come out and I'll address it then. But for now, that's all I got to say about that. It ain't, you know, whatever. Can I just give a shout out to somebody that said something that was just so funny on Twitter? Somebody posted a screenshot of it, but shout out. I'm so weak. I'm sorry, guys. He said, "Stop dating people who only want to see you at night. You are not a roach." His mention on Twitter is at Atomic Bomb Pal. Wow. But no lie. Like, don't date people that don't like to show you off. Okay. I don't care how like much y'all say, like, you can keep your relationship private, but you shouldn't be fucking like obsolete. Like, it shouldn't be like it never fucking existed. That's when you fucking know you're being hidden, because they're clearly hiding something. But the fact that he said, like, the fact that he said fucking like a roach at night. Ugh, the accuracy. But anyway, that's about it, you guys, for tonight. Wear your fucking mask. Like, wear your fucking mask, because I'm tired of, like I said, bumping into people not wearing one. And I'm tired. You know? Just wear it. If you need, you know, some mask, let me know. Hit me up in my DMs. If you're here listening to this, check my, you know, the link below and all that other shit. Because I can't. Let me say it again. Wearing a mask protects other people, not just you. Like, it's not about you. Like, whether you fucking believe it or not, people have died and people are dying alone because of this fucking shit. Well, they can't fucking even say their goodbyes properly to their family members and loved ones because of people like those who don't wear a mask. And that's literally it. There's nothing else to it. Wear your fucking mask, and if you choose not to, you're fucking attempting to fucking kill people. I'm taking it that far. I don't give a fuck. Wear a fucking mask. I don't give a fuck about your makeup. I don't give a fuck about your beard. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Wear a fucking mask. All right? Nobody's checking for you like that. Yeah, I said it. Nobody's checking for you like that where you fucking are. Oh my God, it'll cover up my lipstick, my bomb ass lipstick. Oh, cover up my fucking like contour. Oh, cover up my fucking lined up beard that I just fucking like got done. Like, whatever the fuck. No one cares. When people are dying, Kim, there's people that are dying. You know, if you get that reference, awesome. But yeah, come on. Even if you want to fucking party, get you a dope ass fucking mask. I don't know. But I just, you know, you guys, seriously, it's just stupid. Don't go to functions if there are people that aren't going to be wearing masks. If you have a family function, everybody need to be wearing a mask or else what? It could, because it's weird how people are like, yo, I was at a family function and, you know, somebody caught COVID from a family. Like, why are you attending a family function of yours? Those are your loved ones. And nobody was like, yo, we got to protect each other. So let's all wear masks. Like, it's weird. Oh, God. Yeah. Please wear a mask, you guys. I mean it. I don't know what else to say. Like, just fucking wear it. All right. There are people that are donating them. There are people that you can make your own, you know? Because that's another excuse we were making. I can't afford one. And I'm like, they're literally selling that shit for like 99 cents and shit, like all over the place, you know? Or make your own. What happened to that? Whatever happened, like, hey, if you can afford it, make it. And it's not that hard to make one. So that's another excuse. It's like when people are like, well, people can't afford one. People can't afford a mask. Buy a rewashable one. And if you can't afford a mask, I'm not talking about those that are homeless. I'm not talking about those that literally have no fucking income or any form of like pennies or quarters around. Okay. So don't go there either, because there are people that are literally like, well, there are people. Okay. I know those people. All right. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the regular working class citizens that have the accessibility to fucking get one mask that's washable. Okay. All right. So you mean to tell me nobody can fucking get a mask that has a job or has like fucking any form of income or anybody that knows anyone that can give them a mask? Point them out and I'll fucking give them one myself without a doubt. How about that? My DMs are open. If you really need help getting a mask, my DMs are open. My Instagram page is smiley_adventures. There you go. My DMs are open. If you really need a mask, no problem. All right? Wear one. If you can't get one, let me know. Let other people know. Seriously. Let's just simply say, hey, I need a mask. Who can give me a mask? On Instagram, anywhere, any platform. And there are people that have no problem doing so. All right? So, let's not make excuses for fucking saving your own life and saving others at this point. I'm tired. People are fucking dying. So on that note, I'll talk to you guys next week. And in the meantime, I will be collecting all of my info and my news between now and next Monday. And you guys be safe out here, seriously, and drive carefully. And, you know, smoke a blunt for me. All right. Peace out. Peace, love, and happiness.